Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Doug Crow, Chris McLaughlin, and Dr. Bob Choate. Today, I would like to talk about how do you overcome the ingrained fear of being weird or the oddball or not part of the in crowd to stand out and succeed. Doug, kick us off.
I was that person. I was the second last picked in gym class. I was always ashamed by that, being the nerd of the class. And later in life, I was able to rise above by being the absolute best nerd and becoming a major music, was in three bands, became homecoming king. So I broke out of that awkwardness thing at a young age. Happens now plenty. And there's different strategies that one does not care. And one is to ask them a question and sort of take it off yourself for a second.
I think it's changing the world. I think previously, you had to be perfect. And I think the world is a bit more accepting. That actually, and professionals are okay, maybe that bit chic, and it's not about being that sort of perfect college look, but sometimes you just feel that you want to speak and speak out, but then you say the wrong things. But trying to be something you're not, and then say the wrong thing could be quite daunting.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I can recall when I was 5 years old, and the teachers and everybody thought I was mentally retarded. And it turned out that I was, because I was given an IQ test and my diagnostic label was moron. That was an actual diagnostic label back in those days. Yeah. So I was introduced going through school, because it was in my jacket in the different schools that I went to. So I went to multiple different schools and introduced as my formal name, Robert. This is Robert. Welcome, Robert the Moron. So, it wasn't until later that I got the right teachers and everything. But you have to go way back, because this happened back in the 1950s. And it was a much different time period back in those days than it became later on. In fact, those kind of diagnostic labels were eliminated, I believe, in early 70s. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I accepted who I am, all the imperfections and everything. I think that's a really important key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easier doing you're an adult. How do you do it at a young age, Robin and Bob? And that's the thing, just,
Yeah, I think as a kid, as a child, you really need somebody to support you. In my case, it became my mother. She taught me, started teaching me martial arts starting at 18 months old. The martial arts became my foundation for everything that I do and everything I learned.
Giving you a place to fit in. I think that,
correct.
One thing I tell a lot of people is you have to decide you're not going to be mediocre. And I get that evolutionarily, human beings are designed to be part of the crowd, because not being part of the crowd, you're likely to get killed. But now in our world, we don't have saber-toothed tigers chasing us. It's not a thing. And so just accepting the fact that I don't need to be mediocre. I don't need to be part of the crowd. And if you follow the crowd, you always get there last. Be willing to be first.
And there's micro communities too, right? If I have a handlebar mustache, or I'm a transgender, well, I've got people I can hang with.
Yeah. So back to the point, be willing to not be afraid of being different, to not care. But I know that's really hard. It's easy to say, but it's so hard to do. And so then the question has to be asked, why do I care? What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
It's funny what Doug and Bob said there, because they both went back to their childhood. And I don't know if I'm rightly or wrongly, but it says to me coping strategies have improved as you get older and actually get more comfortable in your own skin. But as you said, I think as you said there, Doug, it is hard when you're younger. You don't have that armory, so to speak, to support yourself.
And Robin, we talked about the pleaser thing, right? Being a pleaser. And I suffer from that, still do probably, extreme level, where I would, help people out to the point where I wasn't even charging them for stuff, right? The currency of affirmation was more valuable than money. And that kind of, that's got to come from somewhere, right?
I think a lot of that, as we get older, we start not to care as much, as Chris said. And that's a very important distinction for the younger people. And I can recall going back and having to speak in public and having that fear, like a lot of people. I mean, in fact, I would rather have been shot at. I spent eight years in the Marine Corps. I'd rather been shot at than speak on stage. Now I just love it. So, but I had to have that shift, and it's easier again because I'm now 70 years old and still going at it.
So going back to the concept of how do you get comfortable with being able to stand out? You know, the whole idea of the tall poppy gets its head cut off. How do you get over that feeling of no, I can't stand out, and really step into your brilliance, step into your uniqueness and who you really are?
I think self-acceptance is really the start of it. And then challenge yourself a little bit each day. I remember, oh gosh, maybe it's been about 5 years, and I decided to challenge myself to next steps. I was in the middle of Trader Joe's, and I started belting out a chorus of Oklahoma in front of everybody. The old me would have never done that.
There's a fine line between brave and crazy.
I know.
I should hear that now. Just give me a couple of bars, please. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so Bob, if you don't have that confidence to even look in the mirror and say, I'm worthy, I mean, if you don't have a mom or someone who affirms you, where can you get it from? Read book? I mean.
Well, so what if it's not confidence? What if it's bravery? What if the ability to say, I have the bejeebers scared out of me and I'm going to take this tiny little step anyway?
Called jumping out of a plane, doing a halo jump at about 35,000 feet. I was with First Force Recon in the Marine Corps, and that was the ultimate for.
My first night instrument landing. Yeah, flying in instruments in the dark over Key West. That's tough. It's funny when you get it from bravery. It reminds me of the Dale Carnegie book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. You know, 97% of the things you worry about never happen. The 3% that does, you can't control it anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of helped me out at a young age when I read that one.
Yeah. Well, and if you have something that you really want to accomplish and you're willing to articulate it out loud so that your whole brain can hear it and then say, okay, what's stopping me? And figure it out and be brave. I had someone ask me yesterday, why are you so brave? And I'm like, I just figure, you know what? Worst case, it doesn't work. It's not going to kill me. People may laugh at me.
Unless it's a bad halo jump, then it's going to kill you.
Yeah, well, fortunately, right. I'm not jumping out of airplanes.
Yeah.
But for the most of us, you're right. It's not going to kill you. And the worst thing that could happen on stage, if you're speaking for the first time, you're nervous, is, you know, you'll sweat a lot, but you're not going to die. That's a good point. I like bravery versus confidence.
Yeah. Question I asked to the floor then, is it okay not to be perfect? Because everything we do, we try and do it at the highest level. Is it having fallibility and always not striving to be the best? Is that a possibility?
Managing the discontentment between excellence and perfection, I think, is one of the most challenging things. How do you manage the fact that it makes you unhappy that it's not going to be perfect? And if you can't do it yourself because it's not going to be perfect, when you get really good, you're never going to be able to delegate it either, which is a whole separate problem.
Yeah.
So this whole thing about perfection, and because I'm also half Japanese, and in Japan, there's beauty in imperfection. They see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think if we can accept that we have that beauty in our own imperfections. Again, I said I was a moron. I've also been a lifelong stutter, so I have to accept that as well. And I said, okay, you know, I'm really wonderful being who I am, and I can express that. I don't want to be a copy of somebody else. I just want to be the best me that I can possibly be. So that's what I accepted, all the imperfections, whether I stutter or not. And just get out there and just do it.
Yeah. Perfection is a myth. Excellence is a goal. So which would be better, acceptance or bravery?
Why can't they be together?
Okay. Which one would be first? I don't know.
That depends upon the person and where they are, where they find themselves. Is it a matter of accepting that I'm going to be brave?
See, I'm getting free coaching here. I like that. Okay.
There you go. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation. It has been a lot of fun. I look forward to doing it again soon.